In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, I'm glad to be with you today to share the Word of God, which is a two-edged sword. Do you know that today? The Word of God. At Mass, we always hear the Word of God before we celebrate the Eucharist. Oh yes, the Word gets us ready to receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus the Lord. The Word gets us ready. How we need the Word of God. And yet so many people don't even read God's Word. They have a big Bible, but it's never been opened. It's time for us to read God's Word. You say, I don't understand it. Let me tell you. Ask the Holy Spirit to open it up for you. Because it's written for a fourth grader. Oh, yes. You don't have to have a doctorate degree to read the Word of God. It's written for a fourth grader. You need to read God's Word. Me too. Me too. I need to read God's Word. I hope you're going to vote tomorrow. I hope you're going to vote tomorrow. Oh, yes. How we need to vote for the candidates that love the Lord. How we need to vote for the candidates that are pro-life. How we need to do that in the name of Jesus. I'm reading from the 15th chapter, 26th verse. When the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I will send to you from the Father. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father. He will testify on my behalf. You can always know if the Holy Spirit's working through Father Tom. He testifies to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, how we need to speak the Word of God and to testify to the person of God who became a human being. Oh, yes, in the womb of the Virgin Mary. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. We are to testify to the name of Jesus, to the person of Jesus. We have salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. Do you know that today? Our salvation doesn't come from our good works. Our salvation comes from the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. Just the other day, there was a man who came to visit. He's a Jewish man. And he said, I needed a Savior. And I took Jesus as my Savior. I said, isn't that wonderful? And I told him the story about being in New York with Father Dan. He wasn't a father then, with Dan and his friend. His friend was a Jewish convert, and I had a relic of the true cross, and the Lord told me, give the cross to this man. I said, no, I don't want to do that. It's been giving me some real peace. He said, give the true cross to this man, the Jewish man, become a Christian. I said, no. Then he said, if you give him this true cross relic, I will give you the Jewish people. And I said, take my real presence of the true cross, and I want to have reactions with Jewish people. I love the Jewish people. I need the Jewish people. We would not have Christianity without the Jewish people. It all started with Abraham, the father of faith. It all started with him and how we need to love God's people. They are the chosen people, and they do not yet know of Jesus for the most part. But the Bible tells us in Romans 9, 10, and 11 that they will come to receive the person of Jesus at the end of time. I tell you, I love Jewish people. And I'm continuing with the 16th chapter. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill will think that they are doing and offering worship to God. That's the Muslims, the crazy Muslims. Not all Muslims, the ones that are fanatical. They want to kill Christians and Jews, and they think that they are serving their God. Their God is the moon God. His name is Allah. He is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need to know that. And they will do this because they do not know the Father or me. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Do you have hot fudge Sunday knowledge of Jesus that you've tasted and seen and tasted and see that the Lord is good? Do you know Jesus? Do you know that he loves you? Do you know that he went to the cross out of love for you? Do you know these things? Not only in your head, but in your heart. This Jewish man said, I needed a Savior, and I took Jesus. How we need to know that need of salvation, that need that can only be given by the Lord Jesus Christ. It happened at baptism, but I'm living out my baptized life now. Baptism is not just something that gets done in the first 40 days of your birth, but it's the life of faith, the life of grace. I am living out my baptismal vows now, as well as my priestly experience. But I have said these things to you so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. Oh, yes. The fanatical Muslims want to kill Christians, and they do kill Christians, and wants to kill Jews. They do kill Jews. These are not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're the God of the moon. I did not say these things to you from the beginning. Why? Because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Who sent Jesus? The Father. I am going to the Father who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, listen to this. I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage. It is to your advantage that I go away. For I do not go away. If I do not go away, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. So Jesus is at the hands, right hand of the Father, and he and the Father send the Holy Spirit upon us. If I do not go away, I will not send the Advocate upon you. I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, that they don't believe in Jesus. Oh, yes, that's the sin. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world, the devil, has been condemned. Alleluia. The ruler of this world has been condemned. Remember, when the devil led Jesus to the parapet of the temple, and he said, jump off, the ruler of this world. And he also said, I'll give you everything that the world has to offer. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Who is truth? I am the way, the truth, and the life. He will guide you to Jesus, who is the truth. Oh, yes, that's real. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Jesus told us some of those things. They will persecute you because they do not know me or do not know the Father who sent me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to know the Father and to know Jesus in our hearts. I call it hot fudge Sunday knowledge. If I said to a priest from India, do you want a hot fudge Sunday? He said, what's that? So I describe it. It has vanilla ice cream, lots of hot fudge, cream, and nuts. He says, what does that mean? He has no knowledge of it. So I take him to Friendly's, and I say, now taste it. And he says, well, yes, I like this hot fudge sundae. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Not think and wonder. Not think and wonder, but taste and see that the Lord is good. These things I declare to you, the things that are to come. He will glorify me. Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ the Lord. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Where did Jesus get what is his? From the Father. From the Father. All that the Father has is mine. And for this reason I said he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Are you his? Do you belong to Jesus? Did you accept him as your Savior? Are you covered with the blood of Jesus? If not, you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent of my sins. Come into my heart, Jesus. Wash me clean of the blood of the Lamb. I am sorry for having separated myself from you. That separation is called sin. A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while, you will see me. Then some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying to us, a little while, and you will no longer see me? He's going to die and be buried. And then a little while you will see me again. He's going to rise from the dead. And you will see me. And because I am going to the Father, they said, what does he mean by this, a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, are you discussing among yourselves what I meant when I said, a little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me. Truly, truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit. That fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is joy. We need that joy in the midst of what's happening with the election. Oh, yes, we need joy, and we need peace. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. Yes, yes. When a mother and a father have a new baby, they don't say, oh, I went through an awful lot of pain. They usually say, want to see my beautiful baby? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Want to see my beautiful baby? So you have pain now, but but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take that joy from you. On that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my friends that are sick, that they would be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen, especially my friend Sue, that you would protect her in the name of Jesus and have asked. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. Oh, yes, answered prayer. Praying in the name of Jesus to the Heavenly Father. Your joy may be complete when he answers your prayer. I remember when I taught school, Kathleen came to me one day and said, there is a man that's got lost, two men that got lost in the Alps. They're skiers. Can we pray for them? And so we did. We prayed for them that they would be found and that they would be healthy. One day, someone was banging at the front door. I went down to see. It's Kathleen. She said, he answered our prayer. I said, what are you talking about? The skier that was in the Alps. They found him, and he's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was in the sixth grade then. Right now, she's probably in her late 40s. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you plainly of the Father. Oh, Jesus, tell us of the Father. Let us see the Father. When we look at you, we see the Father, because you are in him and he is in you. Oh, yes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be the name of the Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Jesus taught the disciples to pray, that the will of God would be on the earth as it is in heaven. I know that's what Jesus wants. We have not received that. We just have gone through the Our Father, and we haven't said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That is the will of God, that heaven would seep through, especially in our churches, that heaven would seep through. On that day you will ask in my name. I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you. How does the Father love you? As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved us. Oh, yes, that's real. That's real. Because you have loved me and you have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world in the ascension, and I am going to the Father. His disciples said, yes, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figures of speech. Now we know that you know all things. Not know in your head. We know in our hearts that you know all things and do not need to have anyone question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his own home. That happened in the Passion of Jesus. They weren't around. They fled. They were afraid. Only John was around, and Mary, and Mary the wife of Clopas, and so on. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In Jesus you may have peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled. Let's continue. In the world you will face persecution, that's for sure. But take courage. I have conquered the world. That's real. He has conquered the world through his death, through his cross, burial, and resurrection. He has conquered the world. But I tell you, has he conquered you? He wants to conquer you in love. He wants you to have peace. He wants to give you joy. Has he conquered you? Have you been slipping out of his hands because you're afraid that you're too bad for him to save you? No one is too bad. We're all equal. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. No one hasn't sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, not the Blessed Mother. She was always without sin by the power of the cross. Now I'm telling you that Jesus said he would give us peace and joy, and that we would know him. And to know him is to know the Father. Do you know Jesus today? Do you know Jesus today? I told you the story about this beggar that knocked on a mansion's house on the door, and the man that owned the house brought him in and gave him lunch. And over the fireplace, there was a beautiful picture of Jesus. And the beggar said, "You know my Jesus." Well, he didn't know him, but before the beggar left, he introduced him to Jesus. I tell you, we never know who's going to bring us to Jesus. We never know that. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son of God, full of truth, full of love, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned today? Jesus promises persecution. They will throw you out of the synagogues. And people who kill you would think they're doing a blessing to God. Oh, yes. This is real. 900,000 people that were Christian died for the Lord Jesus in the last 10 years. What else have we learned? That Jesus said he's going to the Father, and that everything he received from the Father, and that he wants to give us his peace and his joy. Oh God, give us your peace and your joy, for we make our prayer, Father, in the name of your only Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.